Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see things from a very different perspective. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com. And remember, I spell Kevin like the number 7. Be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Weekly Wisdom. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now, on to the KevCast. Hi, everyone, and thanks so much for joining the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and last week I did a test on my thought of the week. I put it out there on Winder's Weekly Wisdom as a choice. You could either listen through audio to the thought of the week, or you could read it, and it was about 50-50. So a very large percentage of you took advantage of the audio, and so therefore I'm redoing it again this week. And last week we talked about the moment. This week we're going to talk about more on the moment. More on the moment. We're going to go deeper. You see, I wrote this out. As you know, the writing portion of this is my blog, Thrive in Exile. And I was writing this blog in Salt Lake City actually yesterday, and I had already made all my sales calls, my presentations, and all my appeals. You know, all that's left was for me to follow up and roll all the details of my trip into a report that makes the leadership of my company happy. You see, I'm a salesperson, and like many people in our modern world, this excursion is really just a typical trip. The vast majority of my time is spent setting up appointments. That's what I do all day. I try and get key decision makers in hopes that I can move the ticker and, you know, get more customers in funnel so that I can track my pipeline and meet my forecast expectations. You can just insert any business jargon there if you want. But essentially, this is my life. And depending on your perspective, it either sounds exciting or maybe like hell on earth. But since I'm the kind of person who can't sit still in one place for more than 1 or 2 days, this job is actually a really good fit for me. But it's my life. That's what I do, right? But I want to add another layer to this seemingly typical week. You see, in last week's thought, I shared about the amazing beauty and depth and satisfaction that resides within each ticking moment. My point was that all people have these punctuated moments that stand out compared to all other moments. I was hoping to illuminate you to the reality that the event or the moment is really not what makes it so memorable, because moments all come in some form or some wrapper. Rather, you see these moments and you experience them as satisfaction and joy and pain and beauty and hope, because you had actually entered the eternal moment, which is found only in the presence of God. And today we're actually going to go one step further than this peekaboo experience. Now, to mine the depths of any moment is at its core a very spiritual endeavor. Moments that transcend our circumstances are transcendent because they're spiritual in nature. Do you understand that? The role of every religion on the planet has been to expose these moments by way of creating proximity to this transcendent experience. That's what religion does. It gives you structure to get you into this place. Religion is all about focusing our attention from our distracting lives and going deeper into the more fundamental aspects of being. Those fundamental aspects of our being start with just our being at the minimum, but later they become our being and God's being at deeper levels. You see, I have had the privilege of trying out different belief systems and a whole bandwidth of Christian and other types of religious experiences. I can tell you that each of the roadmaps that they offer to the eternal moment are valid. Each one works just fine as far as it goes. But I can tell you this, at some point, every system breaks down. Ultimately, what is left is just you and the moment. The system helps get you along. It provides some cones or some rails to keep you from going off into the ditch or out into no man's land. But the system can't get you there. It can only kind of launch you like a ramp. If you follow this path, everything else kind of falls to the background, but it never disappears. And that's an important point that I want to draw out for us today. Now, for those who can kind of enter the moment, maybe through meditation or prayer or just honesty, I kind of find myself envying those who can just be in it and just exist. I think animals are our best teachers here. You know, they are what they are, and they make no apology for it. They don't try to be anything other than themselves. They're simply themselves. The moment, however, always has a way of picking off the scabs in my life and yours too. It kind of showcases our best possible self and places it next to us as if to say, see what you're capable of? Are you ready to move into conformity to this life? Or do you still want to play hide and seek? You see, in every spiritual pursuit and in all religions, this is the heart of that deep conversation. Even the atheist or the non-believer experiences this. Now, they just struggle with calling it God. Now, trust me, their kids, their business, their yearnings, all those wrappers in their life will also call them out too, if they're honest. The things that are building them are not the things that are actually building them, like they think. We all face this moment. That's my point. Nobody's exempt. We all face the moment. Yeah, we all have these transcendent experiences that wow us, that bring tears to our eyes, that make us love the song, the sunset. They cause us to yearn to go on vacation, to get out of town because we're pursuing this amazing moment. But it's also this moment that is the thing that you start out thinking you're growing a business and you realize the business is growing you. You have to find through your athletics or your academics that you got to dig deep. You got to find it, which means you have to overcome your laziness. In your health pursuits, you've got to find it. These are all spiritual endeavors. The moment will find us all. That's another important point. But for me, I got to tell you this. I can't let things go. I test everything. I always want to see how deep the rabbit hole goes. As a result, I usually outrun most of the people who walk with me. Now, in last week's message, if it's true, namely that all moments are the portal through which we realize that God is coming to us in and as our very life, then it seems like it's worthwhile to describe what it looks like if I'm conscious of this. And so here it goes. You see, I tested it. I've been testing it, honestly, for months now, but this last week, the last few days, here's my experience. My moment really came this week, kind of started off when my son's praying mantis died. You see, each year he prays God will send him a praying mantis. And sure enough, we end up with one of those little cricket eating machines for a few months. Each year he names it Manti. So it's kind of like we've had the same insect for several years. And that's kind of a lesson in itself, but I'll let that one go. The moment came when we had to say goodbye because he died. And my son held this recently deceased bug in his hand. And he so gently rested her little body into the hole that we dug in the backyard. And I could see the tears coming down his face as we said goodbye. But that moment allowed me to see his heart in 4K HD. The beauty and the tenderness and the clarity of a grave site for a bug allowed us to discuss and accept our own mortality as we've done each year. It's pure beauty that we were staring into. This moment moved us into a profound gratitude for the life that we have and a new hope for a mantis next spring. Yeah, I see the cruciform pattern here, and it's obvious. You know, you've got death, you've got burial, you've got renewal. But, you know, like Hebrews 6:1 says, I want us to go beyond the piercing gospel nuance here. My question was, how do I stay here in this moment? How do I continue to see in 4K HD like I've been seeing in this last few moments? It just captured my heart. I want that wrapping. How do I do it? So I kept asking myself. Now, if you remember last week, I said that lingering is not the same as savoring the moment. You know, sitting by the hole in the ground did nothing to extend the moment. The relationship of my son to a dead bug was a portal through which we touched and God touched us. We touched God and God touched us. The Manti funeral was God loving us. It made me wonder, what else in my world is God loving us? Soon I found myself observing every object and moment and asking, is God loving me through this? Now, I invite you guys to try this. At first, you'll see connecting the dots is hard. The gaps actually show us where we lack necessary categories of understanding. The truth is, I hadn't opened my eyes wide enough to see that pedantic, menial, trivial things are actually capable of carrying such beauty and energy. But the answer kept coming back to me. Yes, it's me. I've always been here using my things, and I'm so glad you're here. Now, I know that you guys think my cheese has slid right off the cracker. I can hear some of you, gosh, now he's hearing voices. But for those who doubt the validity of these weekly newsletters to transform, then I can at least tell you that the content that I bring you is transforming me. And it gets worse or better, depending on how you see it. You see, my constant questioning, my constant asking of that question, is this thing God loving me? Is that what that is? Is it God loving me in and as my life? I kept asking that question, and the continual vivid response that came back created a feedback loop that produced a feeling of love that I can't describe in words. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that the traffic became God loving me. My trip through the airport security was God loving me. My 2-hour delay was God loving me. My response to each humbling moment was that I felt small and unworthy to get to experience such love. Imagine that, feeling love through some of the most stressful experiences of life, traveling through an airport. It gets deeper. My compassion for love and my compassion to love others was exploding inside me. I felt like I could see the heart level through the faces of every person in my path, those standing at the gate, those on the little walking conveyor belt, you know, as they passed and they sit in the coffee shops, people, countless people staring at their phones. It's like I could see through them. And everybody in my field of view and consciousness was invited into that. I felt so warm inside. I could hardly contain myself. I just kept asking the question, is this thing God loving me? And the answer is yes, it's been here all along. I'm glad you're here. And I'm telling you, I am not a partaker of the edibles that are legal in Colorado. I don't do drugs. And so for those of you who knew me as the cold-hearted bastard, this is probably hard to believe. But my immediate reaction was to begin holding my hands palms outward, as and they're down by my side. I'm not like walking around with my arms out, but they're just down by my side with the hands slightly turned outward. It just seemed like the right thing to do. It was like they're a subtle non-weirdo, a pair of cosmic satellite dishes that could diffuse some of this powerful love energy. And just saying this stuff makes me feel like I must be a weirdo. But if anything, I'm honest, and you get what you get, right? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just telling you my experience. I had to give off the love that was loving me because it felt like I was going to explode. The whole context of my living was now a giving and exchanging of love, and I wanted nothing. I was so content to just be. I eagerly anticipated the next moment, and I think this is the key. The next person I met, the next thing I would see, the next event that would happen would creatively show me the love of God. Each second was something to top off the brimming over tank that was my life on a sales trip. By the time I got to the hotel, I was completely spent. I was exhausted. I wondered if I'd wake up to feeling this way again. And I did. What I learned is that living in the presence of God, or as Christians call it, walking with Christ, is the same as what Eastern religions call enlightenment, or what Native Americans used to call the Great Spirit, or what some will call flow. It's not about our doing, as many religions get confused. It's about our being. You see, in Him we live and move and have our being, like it says in Acts 17:28. I've said this so many times in these blogs and these things that our being creates our doing. And that's the opposite of what the world typically believes, where they say, whatever you do is what you become. You see, this experience really solidifies this for me. We can't do anything to abide in the moment. We can only be with the moment. Lots of things can get us there. Mundane things, as well as extraordinary things. I also learned this, that the love of God is only as far away as the categories that we possess. You see, if we have no category for God, then all our experience will be peekaboo at best, if not non-existent. If we have a narrow, particular category, as in most mainline religions, you know, they all have a very particular category for God, then only a select type of experience will be seen as valid. If you have an experience like this, some might say, I've gone outside the bounds of orthodoxy. But I can tell you this, that as our categories widen, so does each moment. This moment is not separate from the rest of our typical week. It's not separate from your laundry. It's not separate from your dirty dishes. It's not separate from traveling. It's not separate from your complainy coworkers or your pain-in-the-butt boss. It is the true fuel behind it all. It's what gives life and meaning to everything we do and everyone we meet. I hope you'll try this experiment. Now, think about this. As often as you are conscious of it, ask this question throughout your day. Is this blank? Is this event? Is this thing? Is this person? Is this moment actually God loving me in and as my life? Now pay attention to where your thinking goes as you try and discover this. As you answer this, or as the answer comes to you, pay attention. Because you're going to notice you're going to get stuck in those areas that you lack categories. For instance, if you can't see the fight you had with your spouse as God loving you, it's because you lack the category to put those two pieces together. But for those areas where you do have the category, when you look at your children and you love them with a love that's beyond understanding, and you ask, are these children the love of God coming to me in and as my very life? It will be so easy for you to see this. So try it out and watch what happens. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to be making vital connections, and you will be growing your soul. But the neat thing is that you will have done it without a religious system. Like the psalmist in Psalm 19, God's world is your teacher. Like Paul says in Romans 14:22, your faith will be between you and God alone. It's not contrived. It's not forced. It's not a duty. It's not a list of rules and expectations. It's not about your failures. It's not about where you're going to go or how you're going to get there. It's simply an experience between you and your maker. It will be 100% perfect, exactly as it is. Think about that. Now remember, I'm here transducing this content in hopes that I can play a small role in widening your categories. And I hope this serves you. Thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I can't wait for you to come back next time. Thanks so much for tuning in to the KevCast. It really means a lot that you give your time and energy to this. It's my goal that this content is challenging sometimes, but mostly helpful, inspiring, and encouraging to you. It's my goal that in the end, you become a much better person. And guess what? I'll become a better person if I hear from you. I welcome your feedback, good or bad. I'd love to start a dialogue with you. If I can answer any questions, please reach out to me at my website, www.kevinwinder.com. Now, remember, I'm a member of the Experts Academy, and I help people who want to understand spirituality to make sense of their religious experience so that they can clearly see God in the world. Until next time, have a great day.